Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Elsie Seda and I have my co-host Margaret Sheldon on the line. Happy summer. Good morning.
Oh, it is really summer. Like, there's no getting around it now, is there?
No, yeah, it's hot.
Good morning. we have future in-laws coming up, you know, in August for a wedding. And they're from Alabama. And they asked me what the weather was going to be like. And I had to write them back and say, well, we've had a spell of 100 degrees and high humidity, followed by gorgeous weather in the 70s, followed by days of thunderstorms with high humidity, followed by perfect weather. So I don't know. What do you say? You just say, bring everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's no correct answer. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And then, well, I'm not going to jinx it, but last time you had a little weather issue with the wedding you did, so.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood.
Yes. So true.
Really.
So true.
Really.
What was the date last time when your other daughter got married?
It was July 8th.
Oh, July 8th. Okay. That's right.
95 degrees, and I think it was 80% humidity. It was the only time I can really remember where after the rain it wasn't refreshing. It was hotter.
Oh,
so
wow.
We'll see. You know, we're looking for a different experience, but we'll see. We will take what we get. My motto is, it's about the wedding, not the party.
Of course. Of course.
So,
but I know it's going to be fabulous, so I'm super excited for you.
Of course. Yeah, that's where we are. So you had a commercial in your house yesterday. I read on your blog.
We did. We filmed a commercial with Dennis Quaid, actually, who has aged very well. Very well. He's super handsome, super nice, super funny, and a great actor.
Aww.
So I shared a lot of it on my Insta stories, kind of the process throughout the day. I couldn't actually share while they were filming or any content of the commercial because that's not my property.
Right. That's theirs.
That's theirs, yes. And I like filming.
Yeah.
And I did answer a bunch of stories this morning because I got a million questions. Like, why would you do that? I'm like, because they pay you a lot of money. and it's kind of fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of fun.
That's
so
great.
It's all good, and we really enjoyed it. And, I'm just glad that it's over. But lots of stuff going on around here. And it was hard to miss the show last week, but we missed it because I was at a conference in Charleston, which is the cutest city ever. Oh, man. Mm. Those houses in the downtown area are just to die for. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff around there. So how many people? Was it a really big conference?
There were 300 bloggers. And and a lot of sponsors and brands. And, it was pretty cool. It went very
well. Good for you.
Yeah, it went very well. So I had a great time. I learned a lot. I met a lot of people that I've known online or knew of, and it was super great to meet them. So, it was wonderful. Time well spent.
That's good.
How about you? What's new with you before we get started talking about summertime?
Oh, gosh. We're very much focused on the upcoming wedding. I can't deny it. It's only a few weeks out. So that's kind of taking precedence. There's always last minute things to do. I have been painting up a storm, but it's all been wedding related. I decided I would hand paint each of the escort cards. I don't know why, but I did it. So that's 160 cards that have a little watercolor design on them. And
of course they do.
Of course they do, because once you start, you think, oh, that's so easy. It only took me half a minute. Well, it does get a little old after a while. Mm-hmm. But I did them in batches of 10, and I did I hand painted the number cards for each table, and you know, I sort of love it. It's a labor of love, and you get into it, and there's that wonderful thing that happens when you're using an unfamiliar medium, and for me that's watercolor, where I always have to force myself to remember the things I know I should do but I don't do. So I had some fun with that. But other than that, I've done a whole lot of I continue to do some dress shopping. That's fun because I always think, ooh, what's on sale now? And I'm enjoying that.
Good for you.
I don't know. It's been a nice summer in that I think the change for me this year has been that I've actively gone outside more.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like that, you know. I've got SPF 50, and yes, everyone, I do reapply because I've read everything there is to read about it. But, you know, just the idea of sort of shaking it up. We won't be going away until probably fall, which we usually do every year. We try to go away for a little while. With the wedding, we just can't. But you know what? I say that. I'm going on a painting trip. My husband isn't. I'll be looking forward to going up to Monhegan at the end of August, which is great because it's sort of like adult art summer camp. You get on Monhegan and everyone you look at is an artist. And everywhere you look, people have French easels on their backpack, you know, in their backpacks, or they're carrying their materials under their arm. And that's sort of a treat for me. So
that's
awesome. I'm living by the calendar, Leslie.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Every day and I say, oh, that's what I need to do.
Wow.
So, and these artist share groups are keeping me busy.
How are they going?
I think it's going well. Some people have had huge bumps in their numbers of followers. I wouldn't say I have had huge bumps, but a nice steady rise. I'm over the hump of 950. Can't wait to get into four digits. One of those
I can't
silly
wait for
personal
you either.
Goals you set. Yes. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. If I didn't look at the clock or have something else to do, I could get sucked into the world of Instagram for hours. I find new artists and I kind of start tracking them down and I look at their work. You know, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, I know.
And I was motivated enough to go buy myself a new iPhone this week, and I found out that the world has moved on without me. Mm-hmm. I went into the Apple store. You can't just walk in and buy a phone anymore.
Yep.
They want to know if you pre-ordered it online, and then they say, oh, you'll need to speak to someone in sales. Oh, well, can you come back? We can give you an appointment at 2 o'clock. I just thought, what happened to walking in and buying an iPhone?
You're buying one of the most popular items sold in the world.
I know. So I have to go back. I made an appointment for next week, I thought. But anyway, I did not know that all of that had changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if they don't sell anything there anymore.
No, trust me. They sell plenty. They're doing very
well.
Yeah, well.
I know
good
they
for
do.
You.
Everyone pre-orders.
Have
yeah,
you ever thought
so we'll
about
see.
Selling prints or printed on canvas, the most recent things you've been showing on Instagram? You ever thought about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, because I'm doing a lot of digital art, it's very easy because
mm-hmm.
you can just send the file.
Right.
And so, of course, being me, I printed a few and sent them to myself. You know, you don't pay the markup if you're the artist.
Right.
And I ordered them on different, you have a whole choice of papers. I wanted to see for myself
mm-hmm.
what the quality of paper was. And of course, I went for the fine art paper. And I have to say, they were beautiful. There were some, on one particular painting, I could see differences in color, and I actually have it on my list to call them and say
good.
It wasn't quite bright enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. People are
good for you.
I'm getting a lot of good feedback on those designs and
yeah.
those drawings.
They'd be just super cool hanging in a room. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it'd be marvelous.
We'll see.
Well,
yeah.
We all are going to be painting soon because I am, in fact, yes, doing the 30 and 30 in September.
Thank goodness.
I am going to circle back a year and a half after I thought I was going to build a little Instagram account kind of in the farmhouse decor and then introduce my farmhouse line. And I'm going to be doing that the entire month of September. And I'm saying it out loud and I'm screaming it on the rooftops. And as long as I don't break my foot again, I'm doing it. Because I was doing
there
it
you
for
go.
Sure in February.
There you go.
So
a
I'm
little
very,
accountability. We all heard it. We'll hold you to
I'm
it.
I'm so ready. I am so ready.
Yeah.
I have a lot of projects going on. Oh, today on my blog and on Instagram, I shared a collaboration I did with Home Goods, which is like one of my absolute favorite stores. And it was the whole project with them. It was really fun. It was to create an outdoor living area. And they wanted you to go in the store without any idea of what you were going to do and then kind of figure it out while you were there. And that is 100% what happened. And I created this really cool dining room without walls is what I'm going to call it. And it is super amazing. I have a rug. I have a table. I have lights. I have greenery. I have an amazing tablescape. And I had a dinner party. And it was so much fun. And the coolest thing about it is that the guys, when they showed up, were just as impressed with the room as the girls. And I just figured the guys would be like, yeah, whatever. They were like so excited to go sit down. It was really fun. And I love when you can create kind of that sense with your guests. I mean, it is kind of like art. And we had a really fun time. It was amazing. So anyway, that was a really fun collaboration.
Oh, I'm looking at this picture. Did you have like dahlias on the table?
I did.
Pink flowers.
I did.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, lovely.
So it was a really fun thing to do. Really fun. And actually, it had to appear on the Home Goods blog first, and it did on Tuesday, I think it was, Monday.
Yeah.
So after it appeared on their blog, then I got to share it, which I was super happy with. And I was trying to figure out why so many people were following me in the last couple of days, and then I figured out it's because of that. So, yeah.
How did you get those posts to stand up straight?
Oh, you have to read my
blog. Did you dig them into the ground?
Oh, no, they had a hole in them, and so I put stakes. I pounded big stakes from Home Depot into my grass and stuck them on top, and that held them down. And then I built a frame out of 1x3s for the top. So, yeah, it's all in my blog. Super
do you
fun.
Just whip this out, like, in the morning? You walk out there and do this yourself?
Well, what happened is...
Or do you have help?
Okay, well, this is when my son coined, it's not a DIY, it's a DIWO. It's a do-it-with-others. Do-it-yourself. And there's a picture of him on the ladder screwing the frame into the top of... Because I had just had my surgery on my foot, because I did this, like, 3 weeks ago. And
my goodness.
What happened is I was having the dinner party on Saturday, and I went to Home Goods on Friday morning. And I kind of came up with this idea. No, it was – I went to the antique sale on Friday and bought those posts. Then I went to Home Goods, and I was trying to figure out what I could do, and it all came to me. And I went to the hardware store, and when everyone got home on Friday evening, I'd already built the frame – and I'd been to Home Depot 3 times figuring out how to nail those posts up. And they just had to help me put the frame on top of the post because that's like a 4-person project. Each person needs a post and has to hold it. And then I went to the flower mart the next morning, and I put this all together. And I had to cook dinner because the guests came that night. So,
you know, I really do miss out by not living nearby you. I want to be at that dinner. It was gorgeous.
It was so much fun. It was incredible. So you can go to my blog at myhundredyearoldhome.com and see the party. I did one a couple weeks ago on the beach that was kind of similar but different with a company They make major lanterns with they have little solar panels in the lids. And that was really fun too. So
those were cool.
So anyway. Yeah. So I'm finally.
Do you ever just rest? All right. I just feel so lazy when I talk to you. Okay.
Oh, stop it. No. Anyway, but we do have a show put together, and I want to talk about this because Margaret and I were having a conversation. I was trying to explain to her my concept, and it's kind of like when you start seeing all the Christmas stuff and you get in that mood, you buy all the Christmas stuff. And my point is, when it's summertime, there are so many things that kind of affect your purchases, and it's kind of that state of mind. And when you're in that super summery mood, I truly believe if you see art that depicts that super summery mood, you are more likely to buy it. And yet I don't know that many artists who kind of recognize that opportunity. So I thought it would be really fun. And so Margaret and I kind of brainstormed. Margaret came up with the title of How to Bring Summertime into Your Art. So we thought it would be really fun. It's summer is not over now. For us in California, school doesn't start till September, so we're only halfway through summer. When everyone else was having summer in May, we were still not in summer officially. Now, weather-wise, our summer lasts till October. Our hottest month is September. But I just want to say summer's not over. I did just read someone say on Instagram their kids go back to school next week, and I was like, what? It's like July. So I don't know what that was about. I don't know where they live. But anyway, it's only July, and I think there is still time to kind of think of, to give a serious thought to how you can kind of, I don't want to say take advantage, but take advantage of the kind of the mental state that we're all in about summer. So we're going to kind of come up with some ideas of maybe some little changes, some different things you can try, just to kind of incorporate into your art, because I think it's really fun. And the first thing is to change up your palette. Think about trying new, warm summer colors. I mean, everybody's kind of in that state of mind. And if you're, you know, typically a painter who paints a different, subdued, neutral palette, maybe this is time to try something different. I mean, why not? If you can incorporate, if you can incorporate the sense of what's going on outside and what's going on in the minds of all your potential buyers, I think you can appeal to them in a great way. And changing up your palette, it's like now you have an excuse to brighten it up, warm it up, and just be different. Do you agree?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was, when you were talking, I thought that's one of the things I noticed on my own Instagram feed. I thought, wow, I'm kind of in a more summery mode. I could see the difference. In the winter, I use more sort of vibrant, almost like jewel tone colors. And I've gotten sort of much more, you know, more greens, more kind of like your dahlias, you know, the creams, the pinks. It's kind of fun to... And it's the only thing I can say is it's got to be the season influencing me, because it was unconscious, and it's kind of cool when you look back. You can judge yourself by what you see on your feed. So I totally agree.
I think this whole concept is predicated on this something I learned about the home decor business, which I probably noticed it but never really thought it or did it. And that is how people change their home decor with the seasons. Well, of course, we all do that at Christmas. Duh. Realize that when spring came, you brought out all your spring decor, primarily because I didn't have any spring decor.
And now
I'm into summer, and out came the orangish, peachish colors into my family room. And I brought more greens into my, you know, bright greens and into my outdoor patio. I didn't realize you did that. Every year, as a home decor blogger, I do it now. Fortunately, I had
that's
a lot
right.
of
you
stuff
got,
kind of hiding in my house that I could just like pull out and pretend like that's what it was for. But it's kind of going with the seasons, and it's just understanding that that's what people are looking for, whether they realize it or not. So,
all
kind
I
of
can
funny.
Say is I think everyone needs more closets for all this stuff. I sure do.
Oh gosh, yes.
I need more. Storage. So, all right, the second thing, and this is so obvious, but I hear many painters fight it, which is even if you don't think you want to, get outside, go outdoors to paint. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to drive, you know, a great distance, but most people are able to get outside if you don't like the heat. And I have a lot of friends who will sort of say that, or here in the Northeast, people worry about, you know, skin and exposure. I just say, go in the morning, go in the late afternoon, go under a tree, find a shady spot. But if you can get outdoors, just to experience being outdoors, you know, you have beautiful weather, pretty beautiful weather year round. We have miserable weather for some of the winter and even the spring, if I'm being honest. Take advantage of it. It absolutely will change through the way you see things. I love it when people talk about, you know, your eyes and how the colors outside are so different, the way we perceive them as opposed to inside a studio. It mm-hmm. may not be your thing, but I think everybody should give it a shot, because think about when we were kids. Summer was about being outside, and it's kind of nice to re-experience that now as adults.
I agree. And on those notes, you know, along with that suggestion, is paint the flowers in your garden or any garden. One of the things I'm so excited about in doing this 30 and 30, I have a billion and a half photographs that I can use as inspiration for a painting. I really do. But I have got so many darn flowers and stuff in my garden as well. I'm going to be outside painting with a really big easel. I mean, it's not that hard. Get in the shade. I mean, you can do it. And there's so many things you won't see in a photograph, and we all know that. And this is like a license to experiment. But just embrace what's happening outdoors right now, because it's incredible, especially for people who, I mean, there were people who were dealing with snow in like April. I mean, this is a chance to get outside and really embrace it while it's here. So,
you know, we have a wonderful painter not too far away from me. Her name is Margaret McWethy, and she's, you know, of that Cape Cod school of painting. She's very good. Her palette sort of reflects that sort of seaside, you know, the color is beautiful. I saw that she, when she paints outdoors, she sets up still life on a table outdoors to paint them in the natural light. So if you don't want to paint, you know, a field of grass with a tree or mountain or the, whatever you're thinking a typical landscape is, you can set up a still life. You know, she had one when I was there, a beautiful pitcher, like a water pitcher that she filled with flowers, and she had a teacup next to it. And, you know, you can sort of make a little vignette. So it doesn't have to require you having the perfect vista. You can sort of make your own and still enjoy that experience of being out in the air and painting.
I agree.
So that makes me want to do it now. Leslie, think of the tablescapes you could paint.
Ooh. I know. Think about how many photos I have to inspire me.
Yeah.
This is going to be incredible.
I think it's going to be fun. Our next tip is... and I actually had the opportunity to do this last summer, visit a park or an historic site and give plein air painting a try. You know, almost everyone can, within drivable distance, get to some sort of public space that's been dedicated. Mm-hmm. There's often a statue. Statues make for great paintings, I'm just saying. I went to a place that was in New Hampshire, not terribly far from me. And it was a national park dedicated to the sculptor who did most of the relief monuments you see, you know, bas-relief. So they're bronze and they're cast and they're flat, but the figures, do you know what that is? The figures come out, so it's not in the round against the wall. Anyway, it was the most gorgeous sight. And I actually have a painting going that I started after I came back. From there, I had done some sketching on site. But I think there are hidden gems in every state and probably near almost everyone who's listening to us. And that's an easy day trip and a kind of fun way to see something you might not have seen before.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea. Now, this next idea you get credit for, and I love it. It's get a new summer sketchbook and vow to fill one page for every day in August. And you can do it with watercolor. You can do it with charcoal pencil. You can do it with pencil. You can do it with pen. You can do it with whatever you want. But I love that idea. And it's kind of like you're capturing the moments of summer. I mean, it's August, for heaven's sakes. And I just love that idea. Are you going to try to do it?
Isn't that fun? I am going to try to do it. And this is, all right, I'm going to show you all my cards here. I never fill an entire sketchbook. I don't know. I've got a million of them. Mm-hmm. I keep one sort of thrown in my car. I have one in my bag. But I've never sort of decided that this is one I'm going to fill. And I've seen on, I'm sure on Instagram, some artists who will have the scene or the design or the flowers spill over the center mark. You know, if mm-hmm. you crack open a book and there's, well,
sure.
you know, I only draw on the right side. I almost always, I'll take notes on the left, but I pretty much draw on the right side as if there's a rule. I see these people doing drawings that go right across the binding, left to right, and I think, oh, I want to do that. So, yes, I am going to do this because the simplest thing, but something I never, I don't know, I guess maybe my Catholic school is showing, but I always thought that, you know, you weren't supposed to break the rules, and I loved it when I saw it, and I've seen a few people do it beautifully. So I'm
sorry about that.
I'm giving it a go.
Good for you.
Sport.
I know. That's awesome. That is a great idea. Love that. You're next.
Oh, am I? That's right. I'm on the
mm-hmm.
email.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one that, honestly, I love this idea as much for the practical side as the artistic. Visit your local farm or farmer's market. Yes. You can bring home dinner while you're there. And
yeah,
if you
exactly.
don't paint food, you know, you can do a little sketch. You can take out your phone and take some photographs. That color palette that we're talking about.
I'm going to put the phone down.
Summer color palette.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No problem. Now I feel like I'm talking to all of you by myself. The summer color palette is right there. Whether it's, you know, now the big thing is these heirloom tomatoes. There is yellow tomatoes, green tomatoes, sort of purplish tomatoes, beautiful red tomatoes, tomatoes of all shapes and sizes. And don't even get me started on squash. But the greens of all the herbs, I mean, right now the farmers are starting to bring in glorious things. We're seeing a ton of corn, actually.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But again, if you're not comfortable sort of setting up and painting there or sketching there, although, come on, we've all sketched from the car when we want to be incognito, but you can take some photographs. What a great thing. And I'm not kidding about bringing home dinner. There is nothing like fresh mozzarella, balsamic, some basil, and tomatoes.
I have over
100 ripe. No one can complain.
Over 100 ripe tomatoes in my raised, I guess you could call them vegetable garden beds. And this weekend I'm going to make homemade pasta sauce, tomato sauce.
Yum.
I know. Why
with
not?
Those,
what else am I going to do with 100 tomatoes? Well over 100.
Leave them for your mailman. We've all done that. The mailmen in my town are they must be really good at cooking with tomatoes and zucchini because that's what you see everyone leaving
sure.
out. Help yourself.
Yes.
That's great.
Okay, the next idea, if it's too hot to paint, just go visit an air-conditioned paint store. It's amazing how stimulating. I just like to wander the aisles. I'm like a kid in a candy store when I go to an art store. And it's just fun to see kind of what's new. And, of course, I always come up with all these things I have to have that I didn't need before I walked in there. And it's just a great way to kind of get a little diversion and get stimulated and motivated. And you can also, if it's super hot, you can certainly paint indoors. It doesn't matter. If you've got some great inspiration or just a memory of something, you know, do that. I think just don't miss out on this time of the year because I really, truly believe if you're posting on social media fun summer photos, you have a very ripe audience who is completely in that mindset right now. Don't let that pass.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I'm in that mindset. You make me laugh when you talk about going to the art store. You have met my husband.
I go to the
art store, and if John is with me, he says, okay, let's split the list in half. You go that way, I'll go this way, I'll meet you at the register. And I think, no, No. I want to stroll. I want to look. And he does not understand. He thinks, what? Like, just let's get this done. And I think, you know, there might be something here I don't know I need. So I prefer to fly solo on those trips. And you're right.
Yeah.
What a lovely thing to do on a hot day. All right. Our next tip is so obvious, and I don't know why I don't do it. Hit the beach, and you have access to free life drawing. Now, there are some great artists out there. I'm thinking of Peggy Kroll Roberts.
Absolutely.
Who, I don't know if she works from photographs, or she sits there and paints, or she sketches to do it later.
All of the above.
She does those great beach scenes. You know, I can imagine her sitting there with her sunglasses and hat under an umbrella and just drawing everything that unfolds in front of her. And
mm-hmm.
they are beautiful, beautiful. They just have, you know, they feel like they're in the moment. And what a great opportunity, you know, just, again, what I love about all of this is you don't need to coordinate with other people. You can pack up yourself pretty simply, get to the beach and just enjoy it. Bring your art in with you. Cold iced tea and you are good to go. But what an opportunity to draw people doing what they do
mm-hmm.
in bathing suits without them really knowing.
Yeah, and
it's
so
much fun.
Kids playing on the beach is so incredible. And I love their expressions. I love the girls in their little pigtails, the cute little pink bathing suits that I think every little girl owns. One thing I would do, if you are taking pictures of kids, ask the mother first, because it's a little creepy and it could be upsetting. It's just the coolest thing. You could literally, a person sitting under a beach umbrella, there's a little sand bucket. I mean, there's so many iconic things that are so perfect on the beach that you can sketch or paint or take photos for that matter.
Right.
And don't let those opportunities go away, because in 2 months there aren't going to be people on the beach anymore, which is unfortunate. But there are iconic summer things you can paint. And I just mentioned the beach, kids playing in the water. You know, people all in the, you know, like 2 feet or a foot into the ocean when their reflections are maybe coming out on the sand or in the water, when they've got the sun at their back. I mean, it's just an incredible, I think, thing to capture. But even in a swimming pool, like a kid swimming underwater is one of the most amazing, what is that guy's name that did the people diving? And oh my gosh.
David Chevalino.
Yes.
David Chevalino.
His captures of kids in a pool or diving, the divers or whatnot, are just beyond spectacular. And I'm guessing he sells a lot of his art in the summertime. I really am. But, you know, there's ice cream cones, surfers, popsicles, all those things. You can do a little 6x6, and those are the things that people have on their mind right now. And I think they're just a fun thing to paint. I mean, you can do beach scenes. Oh, my gosh. Everybody loves a beach scene painting. All of my beach scene paintings I sold right away. Those were the first to go. So,
and you know, I found it's helpful if you identify the beach, because if anyone has a connection to that beach, I sold a painting. Someone said to me, "Is that Nantucket?" And I said, "It is." And she was like, "Oh, I only buy Nantucket scenes for my beach house." Go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
and was
wow.
it really Nantucket?
So, it was.
Okay, I'm
yes.
kidding.
Thank you. But it was. And I think that's really helpful, though, because people identify with those places. And mm-hmm. everyone, they may buy it in the summer because that's when they're in summer mode. But it's a nice thing to gaze upon come January. Those are the sweet moments of life.
They really are.
So
but
on that note. Yeah, and paint whatever it is you love about summer, because, mm-hmm. I mean, Leslie, you and I have put in hours at baseball fields, I know. but baseball is a great thing to paint, and it's not around in the dead of winter. You know,
True. Again,
mountains, flowers, all of those things. I have a friend who paints antique cars, And as she said, the antique car shows in New England are only around in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she will just set up and move from car to car. And they're wonderful paintings. To her, they mean summer. And by the way, people who collect cars collect paintings of cars as well.
Of course.
That's sort of the thing that you don't necessarily think of ahead of time, but it's true. It's a built-in market. So
other than painting, there are other ways that you can bring summer into your art. And these are just kind of some fun things. And the first is to create your own summer art camp. And you can Google 50 summer art camp ideas, because I came across this online. But here's what I was thinking. Grab three local artists and say you're going to do 3 days of summer camp, and each artist is in charge of coming up with something, and call it summer art camp. I mean, how fun would that be? Maybe it's 3 Mondays in a row. Maybe it's 5 days in a row, whatever it may be. But really, really kind of put this together, give each artist a chance to be really creative. And how fun would that be? Margaret,
it'd
I wish
so
you were closer.
Much fun.
I wish you lived closer.
I know.
Really.
Well, it's only a plane ride away. But you're right. Because the other thing that does is it allows you to clear the schedule. In other words, if you know you're doing, quote unquote, art camp Monday through Friday, you just take everything else off, just as if you were, you know, signed up for something. And along those lines, I'm going to suggest, think about taking a summer workshop. And a workshop, you know, there are all sorts of levels. You can fly to a distant place and stay in a hotel and totally submerge yourself. And that is a great experience. But you can also look for a workshop that's a drive away, or you could look for one that's near enough that you can be sleeping in your own bed at night. But I think, you know, they have them for just the weekends at different, you know, art schools and different groups. Look into it, because there's nothing that tells your friends and family that you're sort of off the grid than saying you are doing a workshop and you'll get back to everyone after the couple of days. It is similar to, you know, the sort of the summer's all about beaches, summer camp, and sleepovers. And I think it's a great thing to treat yourself to. And oh, by the way, you'll produce a lot of work.
Yeah, you will. And don't assume they're all sold out. Granted, some may be, but get on the waiting list, because a lot of times during the summer, people have plans that change. Just don't stay home. Even if it's a local art school and you're just going to a night class, do something. Because summertime is usually when you have a little more flexibility. You know? You're not getting the kids ready every morning. I mean, just there's just an opportunity, which I think is really cool. Another thing you could do is be very bold. Get in the car and take a little summer painting trip. Maybe you want to, you know, why not? I would love to do a trip where I painted all the main beaches in California. I'd start in San Diego, go to Newport Beach, go to Huntington, go to Santa Monica, and just paint those. It would be so much fun. And it's not going to necessarily be expensive. I could actually do that from my home and just plan day trips if I wanted. But I think, you know, I look at these people that have these cute little campers, and I think it would just be so much fun to do a trip in a camper, like a summer painting trip. The weather's going to be great. I mean, you don't have to worry about, you know, well, at least in California, rain or snow or cold. Well, the only thing you have to worry about is being too hot, but usually our coastline is a little cooler. It's like perfect weather right now. But you know what?
Aww.
Even if it's a weekend, grab your husband. Tell him he's coming with you. I mean, whatever. But why not be spontaneous and just get out and do something different?
Right. Right, and have the focus be that you're going to paint. I mean, I think that's a terrific idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, our next idea is, you know, set it up, go by yourself or bring a friend or two, but go on a gallery hop. Just decide, you know, on this particular week, you're going to visit as many galleries as you possibly can, or do it over the weekend. But what a great way to kind of energize yourself, and you feel like you're on vacation. You've done something that's a step away from what you would normally do during those days. You know, it's a new experience. So start start doing some research, figure out what you want to see, and go see it.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. Along those lines, do a museum hop in order to escape the heat, which is super important. There are so many museums around here. There's one in Pasadena called the Norton Simon Museum that I haven't been in like 5 years. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
How ridiculous is that?
There you go.
And I mean, it's not like it's the same old thing. You guys, exhibitions change all year round. So, you know,
it's
you
true.
Can do a little homework, but be adventurous and say, okay, and this week I'm going to go to these six museums. Why not?
And, you know, here in Boston, the museums can get expensive if you don't have a membership. But
mm-hmm.
I'm sure this is nationwide. Our town
right.
library has passes. So don't let, you know, the cost sort of bring you down. Check out, find out which passes they have and go to those museums first. I think it's really a good idea.
Google it online,
yeah.
And that's how you're going to find out what the deals are. It's just like when you go to France, you can buy that one ticket, and it gives you, like, free admission
yeah.
into almost all the museums. It's like, what? So, yeah, everybody has something like that.
I know. And then museums have free evenings, and usually, at least on the East Coast, one day a week there's free admission. I mean, you can sort of time it. So,
mm-hmm.
anyway, go support our local museums. It's well worth it. Okay, this is like so right out of what I want to do. Attend an art walk or an outside art exhibit. This is how you avoid getting that like museum leg, we used to call it. You know when you go to a museum and you're standing on the marble floors, after
mm-hmm.
about 2 hours, you feel like you've just climbed a mountain.
Yeah.
An art walk is a different experience. First of all, you're outdoors. But it's much more of a stroll. There's a different feeling with, you know, the people. The artists are right there with their work, very interested to talk to you if you're interested in talking. And I just think it can be a day trip or more, but it can be something that I think it benefits both sides. There's nothing worse than being an exhibiting artist and not having a good number of visitors. So do it for the artist, do it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but go to an art walk, go to an art exhibit
outside.
And you're
going to get, all of these things are going to inspire you for your own art. And not only are you supporting the museums or supporting other artists, you're supporting your brain and your creative energy. And if
and
you're
you
in a rut, it's just a
yeah,
great
you get great ideas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can.
Absolutely.
I always like see some way somebody's displayed something or there's always something to learn.
Mm-hmm. And the last idea we have is, because it's summertime, share maybe some of your summer ideas with your kids. Call a couple friends. Say, bring all your kids over. We're going to do a summer art day. Now, you can go on Pinterest and just look for summer art ideas, and like 100 are going to pop up, like 100 posts with summer art ideas. I think it's just a really fun time to incorporate your kids. Now, my kids probably wouldn't do it because they're 27, 25, and 24, but they might. But I just
I don't
think
know.
It's a really
I looked. Yeah, these are fun.
Yeah.
There are things, I mean, I went on to look. There are things I never would have thought of. Maybe
mm-hmm.
I was just in coping mode, survival mode. I wasn't,
yeah.
you know, if they wanted to do art, pretty straightforward. But there are, as we know, just like there are for food, great ideas on Pinterest. Luckily,
yeah.
after you wrote that, I went on and I did a little Pinterest crawl. And I was amazed at how many fun projects there were. Crumpled paper, jelly prints, you know, different puppets you can make. And they're all, the visuals are so good. And on Pinterest, they give you the step-by-step. You
I
can
know.
Look like, you know, the most creative person in the universe. But what a great thing. And you know what? Some days in summer, you're just trying to fill the day and keep everyone happy. And
right.
this, to me, looks such great ideas.
Yeah. And you can even incorporate the kids on the shopping trip to the art store and let them have some participation in the whole process, which is really fun. Because then they really do feel like it's something, you know, that they're a part of. So I just think
yeah.
It's just, this is my favorite time of year. And why not embrace it wholeheartedly with your art? Because I do believe there is so much inspiration out there that you can kind of grasp it and understand that other people, i.e. buyers, are looking for that too. So.
Yes. It is a beautiful time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. All right.
I know.
So,
thank you, Margaret.
Well, thank you. What a great idea. I feel like I need to go to the farmer's market this afternoon, and I just might
I know.
Do it.
Ours is tonight, too. I just
see, Thursday.
Yeah.
It's fun. All right. Well, enjoy the summer.
Thank you. You too. Happy wedding planning. I know you only have 2 weeks. Oh!
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
I know.
All right. Thank you.
So exciting. Thanks, Margaret. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.